Hans Chester is a spruce root weaver in Juneau.
It was just something that really connected with me, I guess. I enjoy being outside and I enjoy digging in the dirt.
He says the art form is painstaking. The weavers dig up thin roots, which they split again and again to make delicate threads only a few millimeters thick.
Because it really does take a long time. It takes a good 6 to 8 hours to split the roots for every hour that you're out digging. So if you go out and dig for 2 hours, you have another day of work ahead of you.
And that's not even getting to the weaving. Actually building the piece and incorporating the designs. Chester acknowledges that this art form takes a lot of commitment, and that's partly why few folks do it.
I ask myself a lot of times as I'm splitting roots, what did I get myself into? And I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. I don't know if I'm going to get these all split.
But Chester's not whining. He's clearly enamored with the art form and all the challenges it presents.
There's just a lot of discovery, I think, that comes with weaving, and not just within the art itself, but within your own personal life and your own goals. And
he was an apprentice to master Haida weaver Dolores Churchill, a huge name in Southeast for her woven baskets, hats, and robes. Chester's now her assistant in some of the spruce root workshops.
I mean, I'm a big thinker. I have all these aspirations of making different baskets or using different designs that Dolores says, I don't see these anymore. I just see them on the old baskets in the museums. So, you know, it really inspires me to bring some of those things back.
Chester says what the master weavers know now is only a fraction of what their ancestors knew. And once the weavers we have now pass on, how much of what they know will survive? That's why Sealeska Heritage Institute is documenting the spruce root workshops. National Geographic is helping fund this project. Lindblad, an expedition company that also promotes artisan development across the globe, is producing the videos.
The baskets that were made really allowed us to be who we are today. If we didn't have those water pails that were woven tight enough to carry water, you know, what would we have? How would we survive? There's an obligation on our part to maintain this, you know, and to teach it to others because of that reason.
These how-to videos will be posted online for weavers of all skill levels, like Chester, to learn the craft. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.